We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
In this portion of the program, we get a campus update on the flu. My guest is Dr. Robert Palinkas. He is the director of the McKinley Health Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Dr. Palinkas, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Well, it's nice to be on the air with you, Celeste.
Are you currently at McKinley offering flu vaccine?
Yes, we are. We are offering the H1N1 vaccine. Unfortunately, the seasonal flu vaccine has been very hard to get, and we're out of it, as are all of the clinics in town. So the only available vaccine for flu that we have right now is something that we are actually still promoting for the month of January, and that's the H1N1 vaccine.
Okay. Now, when January comes to a close, will you be offering it?
We will be offering it. We'll probably stop pushing it because as the clock ticks, the relative value of vaccination goes down. So we think that there remains some value in vaccinating, and certainly if students come to the University of Illinois McKinley Health Center, we'll give them the vaccine for as long as the vaccine is licensed for that purpose. Right now, we're actually in the middle of a two-week campaign that says it's not too late to vaccinate, and we're actually reaching out to not only students but also to faculty and staff at the University of Illinois. We have several outreaches at several locations this week that will vaccinate either a student or faculty and staff at the University of Illinois at no charge.
What about vaccine for children of students?
Unfortunately, we're not able to do that right now. We have actually vaccinated some very young people. We vaccinated children at one of the university-owned elementary schools and, of course, at University High. For those people who have children that want vaccination, they are still available at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. I was there today, and they're also in the same position as we are. They're still promoting the vaccine, trying to reduce the chance of a second or third wave, so to speak, and they are also offering it at no charge. So there is abundant supply of H1N1 vaccine in our community, and there are places that one can get it without charge, including a public health district in Champaign.
What's the latest thinking on another wave of swine flu coming up maybe later this spring?
Yes, well, actually, I wish that we could foretell the future with certainty, but unfortunately, it's all guesswork. At the moment, we're looking at various patterns, and the global incidence and prevalence of the infection has dropped dramatically for reasons that we don't fully understand. And, of course, United States cases have also dropped, as have Illinois, and, of course, even cases at the University of Illinois. Our aggregate number of cases, meaning the total number of students that we have diagnosed, is now over 2,000, but we are not seeing very many new cases anymore. It seems like the virus may have petered out in among students. We're seeing very, very little, and we expect, actually, that we will start to see seasonal flu soon, so it's not like all flu has gone away. But we're hoping for a relatively quiet season. We've had certainly our share of flu cases in the fall semester and are looking forward to a much quieter time.
Yeah. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
When should someone with flu seek medical care?
Well, that's always an interesting question. Certainly, we learned a lot from this H1N1 thing, and in the beginning, everybody was saying everybody needed to be seen. And then, as we looked at the country, certain healthcare systems experienced overload, and then they started to be more selective. Certainly, someone who's having difficulty breathing or feels short of breath, or who is immunocompromised, or who is pregnant, who has flu symptoms, they should definitely be seen. Also the extremes of age, the very, very young and the very, very old. But in general, healthy people that are not pregnant and are not immunocompromised, if they have just simple flu symptoms like fever, aches and pains, and they're able to keep down liquids, and they're not experiencing confusion or shortness of breath, those people probably could stay home. They should stay out of circulation because we certainly don't want any new cases. And home care consisting of making sure that adequate fluids are taken in and control of fever is done probably will recover on their own without any need for antivirals or medical attention. Certainly, they probably need the kind of attention we all like when we're sick, people who help us with day-to-day things like finding meals and those kind of routine tasks. But for the most part, and that's been our experience here at the University of Illinois, we isolated a very large number of students, but in fact, they really just needed the kind of simple 10 to 11 care that family members often give. They, most of them did not actually need a doctor or other provider to give anything specialized.
Has there been a push to get word out to students and other members of the university community who may be at risk for developing flu-related complications that they should be vaccinated?
We have, of course, we use McKinley's website, which is actually a very powerful tool. We get something like 27 million hits a year, and we have sent out a number of mass mails and other items. And we've used the Daily Illini very effectively, including even today. There's a fairly large advertisement that says it's not too late, get vaccinated. And our goal actually is, if you think about it, we've had 2,000 students that have been infected and probably are pretty immune. And then we think there's probably another 1,000 or 2,000 that never came to see us. And so we think there are several thousand people on campus who are in some way not able to get it again. Plus, we've given out about 5,000 doses of vaccine to students already. Plus, the community around us has had a pretty effective vaccination program so that if you count up all the people in Champaign County, some 50,000 people, including a big chunk of students at the U of I, have been vaccinated. So we think we're close to the point where the virus would have a very hard time getting a foothold and creating another outbreak. But we're not quite at our goal. So if possible, we're trying to get as many people in this week to consider carving out a little time and getting that H1N1 shot to push us over the top and keep us from having what could be that second or third wave that you hear about, and certainly was a part of the problem in the 1918 flu, but we're hoping won't be part of the 2010 flu.
Okay. Dr. Palinkas, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Robert Palinkas is the director of the McKinley Health Center at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.